from KQED.
How about 4713, please?
There are no plastic bags available here at the Delano's IGA in Fairfax, but don't tell the plastics industry. City officials here tried to ban plastic bags last summer, but they withdrew the measure in November after lawyers for the plastics industry threatened to sue. So stores like Delano's adopted a voluntary ban instead. But across the bay, in San Francisco, there is nothing voluntary about the new war on plastic bags. Standing in front of Filetti's Grocery on Broderick Street, San Francisco supervisor Ross Mircarimi was one of many making the case against plastic bags. He said some people hate the bags because they're made from fossil fuels, some because they're not compostable, and
others would say that they're just absolutely tired of seeing plastic bags blowing in the wind on their streets, and that it's time that somebody takes responsibility for this so that it's not always imposed on the taxpayer, the ratepayer, or local governments to always having to clean up what retailers should take responsibility for.
But is plastic really worse than paper? The problem is that there is no definitive study comparing the two bags, and what studies have been done often don't point to a clear winner, which is why those in the plastic industry, like Steve Russell at the American Chemistry Council, are continuing to fight bag bans across the country.
From a manufacturing perspective, plastic grocery bags require fewer resources. From a transport perspective, plastic bags use less energy. It's pretty clear, plastic bags represent a very responsible environmental choice.
In San Francisco, officials made a choice. Instead of doing a complete analysis of the pros and cons of paper and plastic, they're focusing on one aspect of the debate, namely the litter issue. What happens to that bag after you use it? This is Recycling Central in San Francisco's Bayview neighborhood. 600 tons a day of cans and bottles, newspapers, and paper bags travel up conveyor belts to be sorted and eventually recycled into raw materials. City spokesman Robert Reed says plastic bags are a constant hassle here at the plant. He points to a worker wearing a hard hat and a fluorescent vest.
This recycling worker has two jobs. One is to grab large pieces of cardboard and put them down a chute that goes right to a cardboard baler. The other job is to pull up plastic bags that are not even supposed to be in this plant. Now you can see right over here, dozens of bags wrapped around the upper areas of this recycling equipment. We've got to shut down twice a day and send mechanics in here with box knives to cut them out of the equipment.
Plastic bags can be recycled. In fact, as of January 1st, all grocery stores in California will be required to collect and recycle them. But it's expensive, and few cities are willing to take on the job, so stores have to contract with private companies to take the bags away. And most of the time, what happens is known as downcycling. Plastic bags don't get turned into more plastic bags. Instead, they get turned into plastic lumber and other products which themselves cannot be recycled. But the main problem with plastic bags is that they rarely go where they're supposed to.
See, the interesting thing about plastic bags is what's good about them is what's bad about them.
Bill Rathje is an archaeologist of garbage, a garbologist at the University of Arizona. He's standing out at a landfill in the South Bay.
And what's good about them is they're very light and they can hold a lot of material. But because they're very light, it's a curse for garbage men because this stuff is so light and blows so easily.
Ending up at a landfill like this is actually one of the better things that could happen to a plastic bag. More often, they just drift away. They get snagged in trees, they blow into streams or into the ocean where they can choke sea life. At landfills, plastic bags take up a lot less space than paper bags. They get packed down into the ground and eventually they break into smaller pieces of plastic. According to Rathje, no one knows just how long those plastic bits will be with us. But just for the sake of comparison, do paper bags fare much better? I asked that question to some people outside the IGA in Fairfax.
I think the paper just dissolves. I think it just goes back into the earth.
Well, the paper bags will destroy themselves.
Even if it does go to the landfill, it biodegrades.
The sad truth? Nothing breaks down in a modern landfill. They're like time capsules. In fact, archaeologists of the future will find no better place to dig. Again, Bill Rathje.
We found guacamole from 1967 in Phoenix, Arizona. We've gotten whole steaks, we've gotten carrots, we've gotten heads of lettuce. virtually any kind of food you can name, we found uncorrupted in landfill conditions.
Which is why, in San Francisco, officials want people to put their paper bags into the city's green bins to be composted with food scraps. And grocers can also offer cornstarch-based plastic bags, which can be composted as well. But best of all, everyone agrees, is to BYOB. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.